all differential reinforcement means is that there is a different effect of one behavior relative to the effect another behavior produces. One behavior pays off more immediately, or in a bigger way, or in a better way. So for example, in the classroom, if a student says, "Give me that," and a peer is more likely to hand the item over than if the peer says, "May I please have a turn?" then we might see the student grow to rely on making rude demands versus requesting politely. That's an outcome of differential reinforcement. Understanding this helps us understand how to arrange the situation so that we're more likely to see desirable behavior. So differential reinforcement of an alternative behavior, DRA, rests on this idea that two or more behaviors have a different payoff. During DRA, a teacher intentionally reacts differently to the more desirable behavior based on its ability to meet the same need as the undesirable behavior, but it needs to pay off better so that it can replace the less desirable behavior. For example, I had a student who would engage in low intensity behavior, tapping, shuffling his papers around, but that could escalate all the way up to physical aggression, which was dangerous. And this happened when I wasn't readily available to help him get started on particular assignments. So I taught the student through both explanation and direct experience that if instead he raised his hand or said, "Excuse me," I would immediately hustle to his side to help him get started on the task. Now, no teacher can do that forever, nor should they, because ultimately we want students to be able to independently initiate work, whether they need help or not. However, it was super important to establish very clearly that the alternative behaviors worked better than the disruptive tactics that student had previously been relying on to obtain support from teachers. From that point, we could work on developing his tolerance for delays to a teacher response. And we could do that by systematically changing how quickly or often I responded to a hand raise, gradually increasing the delay. And as an aside, it was very important that I was transparent with the student about what I was doing and also why it would ultimately help him meet his goals. "I'm going to start not coming right away. There's going to be a little wait. Just see what you can do. And the reason we're doing this is because you're going to be safer and be better prepared with skills to do the kinds of work you want to do." In addition, using this DRA procedure created space to tackle other critical skills for the student, such as meeting academic deficits or initiating tasks independently. At the end of the day, DRA is about developing a student's skills. Instead of simply trying to eliminate a difficult behavior, we're thinking about why that difficult behavior is occurring, asking ourselves what a better way is for the student to get their need met, and making sure it's very clear to them what they can do instead. You do all of this with a clear plan in mind for fading supports gradually to help students grow into the most successful and independent learners they can possibly be.